This week's parasha begins Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Shava Vayelech Harana. Couple of basic questions. Vayetze Yaakov, if one looks at the context of Parshas Toldos, Yaakov is running away, Vayivrach Yaakov. Yet over here the Torah emphasizes Vayetze. Not that he's escaping, but that he's on his way. He's leaving Vayelech Harana. The Sfas Emes quotes a holy angel. Who's that holy angel? Rabbi Yosef Cairo had a magid, a malach, that came and learned and taught him Torah. And we have their Torah discussions. It's called Magid Meisharim. And the Sfas Emes elaborates on the opening of the Magid Meisharim in Parshas Toldos, which is very heavy Kabbalah, which is for the Sfas Emes, which is not for us. But he says, Halacha leminda de Be'er Sheva haynu Knesset Yisrael. Be'er Sheva represents everything that includes Klal Yisrael. Ta Be'er Sheva haynu Sheva Sfiras HaBinyan. And Be'er Sheva refers to the seven lower Sfiras, Tainu Tferes and above. V'izdabek b'tlasi Yiloi v'haynu v'yelech Harana. And somehow, al pi Kabbalah, v'yetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva v'yelech Harana means that Yaakov Avinu left the lower spheros, and he went to the higher spheros. When the Sfas Emes encouraged me to look up this Magid Meisharim, I thought that, if anything, it's the opposite. Yaakov Avinu is leaving the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. There's Malachei Elokim that are leaving him from Eretz Yisrael. Yet, al pi Kabbalah, the exact opposite takes place. Yaakov Avinu goes from the seven lower spheros and goes to the highest of the three spheros. Why? What does that mean? And finally, I discussed with the Shana Aleph boys that the Nesiv HaShalom points out something very fascinating about the term Kedusha. The term Kedusha is used, points out the Nesiv HaShalom, we say it in Birchas HaMazon, Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov. The Yaakov Avinu is referred to as Kedusha. And that's really striking. Because in many ways, Avram Avinu's life was straight. His skarvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which I would have thought would qualify as Kedusha. Yitzchak Avinu, his chafar be'eros shel aviv, his life is constant gevura. Yet Yaakov Avinu's life is tumultuous with many ups and downs. And yet, when we talk about Kedusha, Yaakov Avinu's life particularly is the one that's described as life of Kedusha. Those are our three questions for tonight. Number one, why Vayetze as opposed to Vayivrach? Number two, why does the Magid Meisharim tell Rabbi Yosef Cairo that Yaakov Avinu leaves from the lower seven spheres up until the higher? And number three, what does it mean, Kedoshenu and Kedosh Yaakov? Rabos, I want to ask you a question. I really want feedback. I actually looked to read a story that would exemplify what I wanted to bring out. The stories I read were too harrowing. I can't say them over. What would happen if you'd be in a situation where you were... And unfortunately, some of you are familiar with what I'm talking about. You were in high school, you were in a car with somebody, and you were in the wrong place at the wrong time, and the cop pulls the car over, and you're entirely innocent. But there was something that was going on there that... And there are people who have ended up in jail entirely innocent. What's your reaction? What would you do? I don't know if it happened to anybody here. But what would you do if you were locked in a cell for doing something that you were absolutely innocent? What would be your first reaction? I really want to hear suggestions. Somebody start saying something?
Go insane.
You go insane. Okay. I would cry. Okay. Now, Rabbi Sai, this is a famous Hasidish Maisa. And I realized, until I put it in that context of being someone in that situation, I really didn't understand the Chassidus Maisa until 2 nights ago. This Maisa most of you probably heard. The Rebbe Reb Melech and the Rebbe Reb Zusha were two poor young men. The Rebbe Reb Melech became the Rebbe of all Rebbes. The Rebbe Reb Zusha became the epitome of simplicity and humility in Avodas Hashem. But when they were young men, no one knew who they were. And I love telling stories about that tkufa in their lives. And the Rebbe Reb Zusha and Rebbe Reb Melech were in a town, no one knew who they were. They were sitting next to someone somewhere, and something went down. It doesn't happen to high school kids, it also happens to great Rebbes. Something went down, and before they knew it, they had been accused of stealing. There weren't drugs in those days. They were accused of stealing things, and they were thrown into a prison in an hour or two. They were thrown into a prison with hardened criminals. And in that stone room with steel bars, there's nothing there except those very scary looking gangsters. And one other thing the Hasidim like to say, and that is a bucket with excrement and urine. That was the only thing that was there in the room. And what does the Rebbe Reb Melech do? Like one of these holy Jews that just mentioned over here. The Rebbe Reb Melech begins to cry. He has a future. The Rebbe Reb Melech begins to cry. But I think for a slightly different reason, than this Talmud suggested. And Reb Zusha turns to him. Reb Zusha, who is always besimcha, turns to him. He says to him, "Brother Melech, why are you crying?" And the Rebbe Reb Melech says, "My dear brother, not only are we in jail, but we're in a place where we can't learn Torah. We're in a place where we can't daven. And that's why I'm crying." And the Rebbe Reb Zusha says to him, "Brother, I think your perspective is wrong. There's one mitzvah that we have that no matter what is around us, we could always fulfill. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. And that is the mitzvah for a Jew to be besimcha in all times, at all moments." And the Rebbe Reb Melech jumps up and he begins to sing a nigun. And he begins to dance around the pail of excrement and urine. Because you could be besimcha even in a place that you can't learn and you can't daven. And he brings his brother Melech in and they begin to dance. The criminals are so intrigued. And a good chassidish shenigin is a good chassidish shenigin. And they join in and they begin dancing. The guards come running. You can't make this story up. The guards come running and they see. They're afraid. There's an uprising here. These guys, these gangsters, and these rebbes have turned them into something else. So as the legend goes, at that moment, the prison guards say, "Out!" And they kick out Reb Melech and Reb Zusha. Ad kan soif hamaisa. The yisoid of this maisa, of course, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He puts us in any situation, whatever it might be, we could serve Him, we have a tafkid, and we could be besimcha. That's the yisoid. We could serve Him, we have a tafkid, and we could be besimcha. Says the Nesiva, the Sfas Emes, the Medrash tells us on this pasuk that we just started with, Vayetze Yaakov, Rabbi Pinchas Mishem Rabbuna, Rabbi Pinchas, Oz Teilech Levetach, Darkecha in Tishkav lo tipache. A pasuk in Mishle. Oz Teilech Levetach, Ze Yaakov, Dichsiv Vayetze Yaakov. Says the Sfas Emes, the Medrash, when it says, most people think the Medrash is just quoting the second half of the pasuk, where the pasuk says, "Im tishkav lo tipache," that Yaakov Avinu also went to sleep. And it says, "Vayira," that he was afraid. But the Sfas Emes has a very deep reading of the Medrash. And he says that when the pasuk says, "Oz teilach levetach," It's answering our first question. That Yaakov Avinu was running away from Esau, but he wasn't running away. A Jew never runs away. A Jew never runs away. Vayetze, vayelach. Zot the heligabas svas emes. Av shetzorech lorotu, biderech yosher, kol zay lahachim makom levnei Yisrael. Lochein hichnis atzmoy b'chol ha-mekemos lalechet levetach. Sasem says that what Yaakov Avinu was doing was that Yaakov was not running away. We don't run away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting us into another position. There's no negative position. There's a tafkid of simcha wherever a Jew is supposed to go. And that, of course, answers the question of why it is that it's vayetze, not vayivrach. And that, says the Nesiva Shalom, is the key to understanding what Kedusha is all about. Nesiva Shalom makes no reference to the Sfas Emes. But Nesiva Shalom says a tremendous chidush. But if you think about it, it's Emes Lamito in terms of what is holiness. A Jew's holiness, says Nesiva Shalom, is not conquered in the Beis HaMedrash when he's davening and when he's learning. Kedusha is when everything seems bleak. Vayifka b'makom, kol ha'olam nidma l'kaisel, Chazal say. The world seemed to be turned on his head. He turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Zo Torah v'zo schor, this is Torah and this is my reward. I spent 14 years in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Eber and you're going to send me into a situation where there's no yeshiva, where I'm going to have to deal with people who are crooked, with people who are difficult. And that moment, Yaakov Avinu has a Chalisha Sadas, and then he remembers what his Einokluch, the Rebbe Ramelech and the Rebbe Zusha are going to say, and that is that we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we never run away. There's always a place where a person could be Mekadesh. And Kedusha comes from the ability to take every single situation. A situation that's a Rishus, Achila, Shtia, Halicha, and to turn that into Avodas Hashem. Avram Avinu is Mechuvan to Chesed. Chesed, writes in Siva Shalom, is Mitzvah Saseh. Yitzchak is Gevura. Gevura corresponds to Yisurei Lav. What does Yaakov correspond to? Yaakov, which is Teferes, corresponds, writes in Siva Shalom, to Rishus. Those things which aren't mitzvos, and they aren't Averos. And to find that Kodesh Baruch Hu in them. A Jew who recognizes that there's a tafkid in everything. Wherever I am, I could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in front of that pale, then that's where we find the Madrega of Kedusha. So that answers the question of what's pshat in the Maggid as well. You think that Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever, you think learning in Yeshiva, your first 2 years of learning Yeshiva, your years of learning in Kolo, you think that that is the pinnacle in your Avodas Hashem? You're wrong. You're going to go from the lower spheres to the higher spheres. And the definition of Kedusha of a Jew is that ability to go from those lower spheres to the higher spheres. And Rabosai, there are three very basic lessons that come from this. That is, that at the end of the day, when Talmidim have to go out, Vayetze, when they have to go out, that is the beginning of their opportunity to take everything that they've accomplished in yeshiva and to use it in a way that's transcendental. Points out the Sfas Emes, Be'er Shava represents, al pi Kabbalah, the ability to be shokeya in these Sheva Sfiros and to be able to prepare oneself for that coming day, where there are going to be challenges in Rishus, where life is not going to simply be about a Yetzirah of whether to get up to come to Seder or not to come to Seder, where life is going to be more complicated, and you start preparing for that now. How? Who knows what are going to be the challenges when we're 40, 50 years old? And the answer is that our Avodas Hashem now is not simply davening and learning. Our Avodas Hashem now is our ability to speak to our roommates in a way that is really reflective of the Kedusha that our Torah represents. Now is a time for a person, now is an easy time, that a person goes from the Beis Medrash when they eat, to eat in a way that's not gluttonous, to think when they make a bracha, to think about how they sleep, and to think about how they walk. That's Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Shava. So Rabbos, they have to start now. We don't know what those Nisyonos are going to be. But if now we begin to prepare ourselves in those Dvar HaRishus, then we're going to be able to take all the mitzvos asay and all those mitzvos los asay and be able to transform ourselves. And the most important message that I want to leave you with tonight is this yisod, that a Jew never escapes. A Jew never runs away. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us is where we're supposed to be. And at first glance, it might seem that we're simply running away from something, but it never, never is that. We're always going towards something bigger and something greater. I'm around today because of the Mesiras Nefesh of my grandfather for Shmirah Shabbos. My mother was born in September 1939 in Poland. It could very well be that my mother saved the whole family's life. My mother's family lived on the German-Polish border. Sorry, she was born in July 39. The war began in September 39. When my mother was born, my grandfather decided, everybody knew that things were precarious. He decided that it would be best to send my grandmother and my great-grandmother to the other side of Poland, to the Russian-Polish border, so that my grandmother would be able to rest up in a place that was a little bit more quiet. No one dreamed what was going to happen next. When the Nazis invaded, my great-grandmother was now on the Russian-Polish border, helping out her daughter who had just given birth, my grandmother. Her entire family, almost entire family, were killed by Nazis at Kiddush Hashem. My great-grandmother had 11 children. My grandmother was the youngest. Everybody else almost were killed with all their children. And as the Nazis poured into Poland, my grandfather, because he was by himself, was able to go over to the other side. Single men were much more mobile than the families. And they decided to cross over, like many, many Jews, into the Russian territories. After a few months, the communists, who were at the time, had signed a treaty with the Germans, asked my grandfather whether he wants to become a communist, a Russian citizen, not a communist, just simply a Russian citizen, with the protection of the Russian state. Most Jews, who were refugees at the time, who were not very religious, unfortunately took the offer. Because they knew that if you were going to say to the communists that you weren't interested in becoming a Russian citizen, they were going to send you to Siberia. And Siberia then was the biggest hell that people could ever imagine. But there were a few Shomrei Torah mitzvahs. There was a whole yeshiva from Kletsk, and there were others who looked the communists in the eyes, and they said, there's no way that we want to settle with our families here because we can't raise our families as being Shomer Shabbos. They were immediately sent to Siberia. My great-grandmother died in Siberia. To this day, we don't know where her kever is. My grandmother, just to get a sense of what life was like in those days, my mother says that she remembers as a child being hungry. When I complained that I was hungry for at supper, my mother said, you don't know what it means to be hungry. In a soft way. She never said it in a harsh way. And when my great-grandmother passed away in the Siberian cold, my grandmother was afraid to mark her burial spot. Only my grandmother knew where she was buried then. Because in those days, there was such a dearth of all commodities that there was such a rampant black market that people buried their valuable things under the ground. And every grave, every fresh grave, was overturned by bandits looking for things. So my grandmother did not mark my great-grandmother's grave because she didn't want the grave to be overturned. But that was Gan Eden. That hell was Gan Eden. My grandfather was not running away. My grandfather was running towards Shabbos. My grandfather was running with his descendants towards Eretz Yisrael. Vayetze Yaakov. Says the Sfas Emes, a Jew always goes b'shalva, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding him to the next step. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya, to have that shalva that I was zochet to see from my grandmother, that you should be able to pass that through all the turmoils that she had in her life, that she was able to pass that to her children, to her grandchildren. The moment in which a person reaches that madrega, where they recognize this bechina, that I am not running away from anything, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts me in a situation, I have a tremendous opportunity to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. And who knows what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing me on the other side. The Rebbe Reb Zush and the Rebbe Reb Melech, in their simcha, taught us that every position HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in is a place of where we could be Mesameach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya to be able to be Mesameach, and thereby be Mekadesh Kedoshenu Kedosh Yankov.